It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Over the weekend, at a private fundraiser, President Biden reportedly warned attendees that the risk of nuclear Armageddon was at the highest point in 60 years. But during a sit-down interview with CNN that aired Tuesday, the president said that he doesn't think Putin will resort to using tactical nuclear weapons in Ukraine. In fact, he said he didn't believe that Putin was irrational.
I think he is a rational actor who's miscalculated significantly.
Biden also said that Saudi Arabia would face consequences for joining Russia in an oil production cut that will likely push gas prices higher. Regarding the predictions of a recession, the president said, quote, I don't think there will be a recession. If it is, it will be a very slight recession. Okay. President Biden also spoke for the first time about possible charges against his son, Hunter Biden, for alleged tax crimes and making a false statement on a gun purchase application. And he said he was proud of his son for fighting drug addiction. You know, while we're on the subject, the right-wing hate media has been obsessing on Hunter Biden for years now, though I still don't find enough to their story to even report on their claims. However, this week, the Fox Not News channel and their star, Sean Hannity, have been sharing a 2018 voicemail message from then-private citizen Joe Biden to his son Hunter. They mocked it. They showed a chyron with a transcription of this conversation. And I'm trying to figure out their point.
It's Dad. I called to tell you I love you. I love you more than the whole world, pal. Can I get some help? I don't know what to do. I know you don't either. But I'm here no matter what you need. No matter what you need, I love you.
If the point Fox and Sean Hannity was trying to make was to show that Joe Biden is the kind of dad we should all want or aspire to be, then good work. Somehow I don't think that's what they were aiming for, which makes it all the more reprehensible. In other news, a new report from the Wall Street Journal says that more than 2,600 officials at federal agencies have owned or traded stocks affected by their agency's decisions in the past 6 years. Wow. The trading reportedly took place in the executive branches of both Republican and Democratic administrations. Go figure. The journal said it reviewed financial disclosure forms for about 12,000 senior career employees and political appointees from 2016 through 2021. The documents included data on more than 315,000 stock, bond, and fund trades made by the officials or close family members. The review found that more than five dozen officials at five agencies traded stock in companies shortly before their departments hit the firms with enforcement actions, and that one in three senior EPA officials had investments in companies lobbying the Environmental Protection Agency. Disturbing, right? Well, now would be a good time to mention that there are a few bills that have been introduced that would limit members of Congress from trading and owning stock. In fact, there was supposed to be a vote on one of them before Congress went on recess, but it was pulled. Its future uncertain. But what we do know is that there's only a very limited amount of time in the lame duck session where they can possibly put anything through. On January 3rd, the 118th Congress convenes and they start over from scratch. Good luck to all of us. And along those same lines, you know, tomorrow is the final public hearing before Election Day of the House Select Committee investigating all things January 6th. That committee will dissolve at the end of the 117th Congress at the end of this year. So the road forward is dependent on which party controls the House and which party controls the Senate. Good luck to us all. Oh, and vote. The Justice Department investigation will continue as the administration is still in power for the next 2 years, but the former guy is pulling out all the stops to delay those proceedings. The Justice Department on Tuesday asked the Supreme Court to reject a petition from the former guy's attorneys to let an outside special master review those classified documents that were seized at Mar-a-Lago. The Justice Department saying Trump has no plausible claim to ownership of the materials and that allowing the special master he requested to examine the documents would irreparably injure the government. Trump, claiming that the Justice Department is treating him unfairly, has asked the High Court to reverse part of an appeals court order granting a Justice Department request to separate the classified material from other documents being reviewed by the special master. Oh, enough already. We expect a ruling anytime. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. And please click on that donate button.